Are you eating or sleeping too much or too little? Are you feeling helpless or hopeless? Do you find yourself unusually confused or forgetful or scared? Those feelings may be signs that you are living with a mental health condition. Welcome to CCC's podcast series. I'm Christopher Keneally for Velocity of Content. According to the U.S. National Institute of Mental Health, nearly 1 in 5 adults live with a mental illness. Clearly, anyone with mental health concerns is not alone. If you see yourself in a list of signs and symptoms, then the next step is to reach out for help. As president of the Society for Scholarly Publishing, Randy Townsend has led efforts to prioritize mental health awareness and support within the scholarly communications ecosystem. Randy Townsend joins me now from Washington, D.C. to share the latest news on SSP's ongoing work to address mental health issues. Welcome to Velocity of Content, Randy.
Thanks, Chris. Happy to be here.
We're very glad to have you. Randy Townsend, you've made mental health awareness a focus of your term as SSP president. What inspired you to take up this cause?
So I think there were three distinct events that really kept swirling around my mind as I was approaching my presidency. The first two predated my scholarly publishing career. I was in community banking in a small town where everybody knows everybody. It was a busy day and the lobby was full of people. I kept hearing somebody shouting something, and the customer that I was helping at the time was cringing in front of me. When I looked up to see what the problem was, I saw this large man wearing nothing but his underwear, holding a check and yelling for someone to cash the check. I knew this man. I knew his mother, I knew his grandmother, I knew his family. They were all regular customers, but on this particular day, he was behaving erratically and he was a threat to the customers. When I tried to calm him down, I looked in his eyes and he just wasn't there, Chris. So being in a bank, I called the police when he refused to leave. They didn't arrest him. They took him home. Apparently that morning, he didn't take his medication. The second event was actually the last day I was in community banking where I was personally held hostage with a gun pressed to the back of my head during a robbery. I suffered years of PTSD trying to reach some sort of normalcy and purpose and direction in my own personal life. The third event, actually, I'll need to make a correction to a story I've shared several times. It's about a friend of mine who lost his brother and his son, both to completed suicides. I've been saying that these suicides occurred 6 months from each other, but they were actually 30 days from each other. His brother took his life, and as people grieve, and this is my presumption, even discussions with him afterwards, everyone's grieving separately. He was a family man, but somehow he missed the signs first of his brother and then of his son. And this occurred at the top of 2023, right before my term began. But with these three events and realizing how many people may be dealing with something and trying their best to make it work, I really want SSP members to know that they are not alone. And it's easy to feel alone. It's never been easy for me to talk about my trauma, and I've heard some of my actions completely misinterpreted. I don't sit in the back of the room because I'm disinterested in a topic. I'm just nervous about having people behind me.
Well, Randy Townsend, I want to thank you for sharing those stories, and particularly I want to thank you for transforming those experiences into the kind of action that we're seeing as you serve your presidency at SSP. And can you tell us about the conditions in the publishing workplace that can contribute negatively to mental health?
Chris, one thing that I thought a lot about, the conversation around mental health aren't specific to scholarly publishing or the publishing industry. They're really, you know, they overlap. Everyone's impacted some way, shape, or form. And I think I will add one caveat in my description. I believe that the pandemic accelerated existing issues. So in general, there's always been a stigma that says we have to be perfect at work. So if somebody asks you how you're doing, you tend to say, fine. You don't disclose the vulnerabilities. You don't disclose the challenges. You don't disclose things that could be used against you in the future, something that could disqualify you potentially from an advancement or other opportunities. Additionally, there's burnout. You know, we're trying to do more without taking the time to properly care for ourselves, recharge our mental and emotional batteries. Going back to the pandemic, you know, we watched George Floyd murdered. And, you know, those things had lasting impacts. You know, we watched it over and over again on the news. I watched these things play out and we were isolated. You know, we couldn't connect to each other because of the pandemic. So we're watching these things, we're forming these opinions, and many of us are feeling more and more isolated and more alone. And the pandemic abruptly altered the way in which we work. So the water cooler talks just weren't happening. The opportunities to be in each other's presence and connect in those ways just wasn't happening. And it amplified the isolation. And I say this as a proponent of remote work. I've always been a big fan of remote work, saying that you can be productive, but it's the abrupt way that it happened. I think there were a lot of missed opportunities to reimagine the way we need to support one another in this remote environment.
How has SSP membership responded to your work, Randy?
I was nervous up front about making this a priority because it's not something we traditionally talk about. But when I first announced it at the annual meeting last year, it was quiet. I was on the stage and I was talking about it and it was so quiet. And I was thinking, oh my goodness, you know, this isn't going to go well. No one wants to have this conversation. But after I left the stage, I started receiving text messages from members and they were thanking me for having this conversation and disclosing some of the challenges that they were dealing with that I would have never known. And they were holding inside. And throughout the rest of the conference, I've had many people come up to me and stop me and pull me aside and thank me for this. And ever since then, there's been emails and just people reaching out and thanking me for these conversations. It's been overwhelming because every conversation reaffirmed that this was the right thing to do. There was no blueprint in front of me. You know, I was really just following what I thought was the best way to support our members. And it's been, you know, from pulling together the mental health task force to people contributing to the Scholarly Kitchen posts and volunteering their time and saying, whatever you need, let me know. It's really been humbling to see so many people want to support our members in the same way that I want our members to know that they're supported.
What are the priorities for SSP's mental health task force?
The mental health task force came up with 5 initiatives that were whittled down from nearly 30 ideas. We wanted to figure out how best to support our members, and we didn't want to give any wrong impressions. So if someone comes to Randy and says they need help, I'm not qualified always to give advice. I'm not a mental health professional. So we want to clarify for anyone who was thinking, oh, good, I have all my answers, that we're not here to give you answers. We want to really normalize these conversations and give you guidance on where you can find help. So we came with 5 initiatives after some healthy discussions and debates. The first one, or to have posts in the Scholarly Kitchen, we want to normalize these conversations. So we want to have more content in the Scholarly Kitchen that has one of the biggest reaches in our industry. We want to host webinars related with content focused on mental health awareness. We want to do a member survey. We want to have a resource hub, and eventually we'd love to have an affinity group partnership. So in addition to that, I would love to see just random acts of kindness and the spirit of compassion and support elevated. I really want to reinforce the notion that our members who may feel isolated or alone or maybe experiencing something or trying to navigate something, they're not alone. It's easy to think that, you know, when we're in our own heads, that no one will ever understand. And the reality is that someone may have some sort of similar experience and may be able to connect you to either support, or you may be able to draw strength from each other.
Among those programs you mentioned, Randy, SSP organized a webinar in February, Nurturing Minds. It considered the nature of mental health challenges and the impact on well-being and the workplace. Velocity of Content will link to that free program on our website. Can you share with me a few takeaways from the discussion?
Yeah. So first, I have to give a really big, big shout out to Lily Garcia-Walton and Emma Jellin and Shayla Garrity for their participation. And also to Simone Taylor, who immediately stood up for the American Psychiatric Association, which is an SSP member organization. and asked how they could support our efforts. The webinar itself was full of a lot of important tips, and I appreciate you connecting to it because it is freely available. A few takeaways that I want to share in particular, discussions around mental health in the workplace have a long and interesting story, but we still have ways to go. We're still authoring how that story is going to be told. So there's still opportunities to weigh in on it. There's also an opportunity to make sure we're training managers and how best to support their employees and create a safe space and trusting relationship so that if someone is experiencing something, they feel comfortable in asking for help or disclosing what they're experiencing and getting that right direction. But also, employees should be in conversation with their HR departments to be made aware of their benefits and identify benefits that may not yet be offered, but they may need.
You are an associate professor at George Washington University in the College of Professional Studies Publishing Program, Randy Townsend. In January, a GWU graduate student, Maribel Gomez, contributed a guest column to the SSP Scholarly Kitchen blog that described racial battle fatigue. Racism impacts people of color in every workplace. What have you heard from SSP members about the consequences of racism for people working in scholarly publishing?
Yeah, I have to say, I'm so very proud of Maribel. She was an incredible student of mine. I'm really happy to see the work that she's been doing with SSP. She contributed her post not because I directly asked her. She contributed because she felt inspired to and motivated to do it. Her post right now has received more than 4,500 views at my last count. So her message is clearly resonating. To answer your question, despite the grounds that we're making on diversity, equity, and inclusion, accessibility, really trying to make this a safe space for everybody, there are still aggressions, microaggressions, and other kinds of aggressions that people of color have to work through. DeAndra Roberts discussed the impact of stereotypes on mental well-being in the Scholarly Kitchen post. There is a lot of work that we have to do. I've seen self-proclaimed allies not speak up when they've had the opportunity to. And that creates a certain kind of environment for those that are looking for help or looking for someone to come to their rescue that may not feel empowered to do so. And unfortunately, this exacerbates the pressures of mental health because you don't know that you belong. You don't know that you feel welcome. You know, is all the talk around inclusive environments, is it all lip service, or do we really, as an organization or as an industry, do we really practice what we preach and really want to support each other? So the consequences of racism are very, very much at play. And those who are victims or targets of those kinds of aggressions, it's an additional weight they have to carry in addition to whatever else they may be dealing with that is not directly related to their racial makeup.
Randy Townsend, president of the Society for Scholarly Publishing, thank you for speaking with me today, and thank you for your work.
Thank you again, Chris, for having me.
That's all for now. Our producer is Jeremy Brisky of Burris Marketing. You can subscribe to the program wherever you go for podcasts. You can also find Velocity of Content on YouTube as part of the CCC channel. I'm Christopher Keneally. Thanks for joining me.